So again, what they're reminding us is that it's a blessing of an energy exchange as we evolve. So they're asking us to take ourselves with compassion, and they're using this occurrence is really a teaching tool, because we look for perfection. If something doesn't go right 100% right away, well, we instantly label it good, bad, you know, success, failure. From the spiritual perspective, what we're doing is honoring our hearts. We're learning how to ignite our heart. And so in doing so, what is going to be demonstrated in the external reality? In this case, it's the technical equipment, but like we were saying, it could be, you know, not getting the lights, you know, whatever it may be. And we think, oh, you know, that's external, that's irrelevant. Well, of course it's not irrelevant, because it's our dream. And so as we recognize that life is always serving us, life is teaching us, life is showing us, life is exposing to us where we have stalled out, where we have the blocks, where we are not in alignment with our light. So it may seem like a stretch, but in essence, this is what's occurring. So when you work with the dream phenomena, again, it's to not be frustrated by it, because again, spirit is elated. Spirit's like, ah, these beings of light have dedicated themselves to truth. So what you're doing is working with your own energy. You're learning how to release, you're learning how to persevere, you're learning how to extend yourselves in faith. Sometimes it's like a little bit more faith. Sometimes it's, you know, releasing things that, you know, we're scared of that will create the phenomena of the blocks. But again, what's very purposeful, what's very appropriate at this time is to realize, to remember, to accelerate that good pleasure. Because from our higher self's teaching, it's all valuable, it's all good, because the process itself is the teacher. The process itself is leading us to our highest value. And again, our higher self, every time we make this effort, I know it's sort of like, well, I planned to and it didn't work out. That plan, that intention, that desire, that claim, that is like adding energy to your spiritual bank account. That's like adding chi. So when you keep creating that chi ball, when you keep making those efforts, when you keep not avoiding and opening up. So again, the more that we can take ourselves lightly, the more that we can take ourselves with love and with good pleasure, and the more that we can own the responsibility of all that which occurs. So we tend to kind of, you know, dismiss our shadow side. Well, it's because of this one or that one. No, it's really our energy. We're the dreamer. We're the dreamer of the supposed reality. So it's because of us, and that's fine. That's beautiful. That's holy, because this is then becomes holy ground. It becomes your teacher. It becomes your muse. It becomes the information that's going to lead you and provide you to grander expansion. So when we get into these pickles, when we get, you know, kind of lost and fumble along, they're asking us, they're reminding us to promote ourselves to our destiny. So this is it. It's not really about what we're doing in the linear that is nearly as relevant as we would assume. It's about how we're treating ourselves along the way, how we're opening up and dedicating ourselves to that higher purpose along the way. Because when you want to get somewhere, what's going to get you there is your vibrational reality. What's going to get you there is your vibrational truth. And so it's not about using those lower energies where, well, if I just push my way there, or I just use logic, and you know, you can be successful in the lower realm, and it's not where your soul's sending you. It's not where your soul's directing. So as we dedicate our efforts, as we dedicate our day, as we dedicate all of our activities to that higher teaching, to that higher learning, to that higher promise, we will receive the windfalls, because we're alerting our higher guidance system that we're ready. we're ready to release the contract of the old self, the old reality. So this is going to be 3D, you know, good, bad, right, or wrong. So when we open up to our grand pleasure, when we open up to the awareness, and this is where we all sort of kind of know that our higher self is dreaming itself in through us as we will permit it, and it's standing by and ready. And so there is a purpose of the allowance, because as you will allow that guidance system, as you will allow that teacher, remember the teacher is not outside of you. So even when we look to the master, even though we look to our spirit guides, what we're really doing is a game, if you will, of self-revelation. Because it's really the master within. It's the master within. Now, it seems like we're having conversations with others because it's helpful, because we still feel separate. So it's helpful to turn to another separate entity, even on the other side of the veil, and say, help me out, show me, guide me. But regardless, as we open up to this advancement, as we open up to this grand exposure with delight, you see, this is it. When we get frustrated, when we get, you know, full of anguish, fear, puzzlement, and all this, again, they want me to repeat this for emphasis. The linear mind takes this as, oh no, this is bad, this is wrong. From spirit, from your higher self perspective, it's all grand pleasure. It's all grand pleasure because you're showing up. Now, when you show up in an unconscious way, when you show up in the 3D reality where you're continually judging me, you, everyone else, it's more of the same, because you're kind of repeating the old cycle, the old energies. As you open up to your freedom, as you open up to your allowance, and this is the attunement that's coming through now, as we open up to our grand pleasure, as we open up to the vortex of information, of light, of realization, and we come to press upon our learning. In other words, we get the answer keys. The answer key isn't always in trying to get someone to agree with us. It isn't always in, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I function in the external realm? The answer key is, how do I heal within? How do I heal what I continue to abide by? If I'm holding resentments, if I'm holding judgments, if I'm holding fear to others, to self, if I'm holding beliefs that keep recreating, because remember, we are co-creating every single moment, and we create out of our thoughts, we create out of our beliefs. So we are entitled to an upgrade. They keep saying freedom. Tonight's attunement is a freedom march. We're entitled to an upgrade. We're entitled to freedom. Well, in order to receive that freedom, you have to be ready. You have to be willing. If you think you know it all, if you think, well, this is the way it's going to go, well, then you're on the repeat cycle, and you're repeating old energies, old karma, old pretenses. So we invite you, dear ones, we invite you in unison to come into agreement, to come into a state of new reality where you are being offered the Holy Grail, where you are being offered the energy of upliftment. Now, this upliftment is coming to you in a special rhythm, in a special realization, in a special prose, because each of you are ready for your next step, and your steps are different, yes? So it is an energetic offering that will align you with your better half. And your better half is not the one in bed with you on the other pillow. Your better half, of course, is your higher self. It is your own twin flame within, that is ready to take charge, that is ready to unite with you, that is ready to show you the way home, that is ready to help you succeed in your own understanding of self, because it is the understanding of self that will bring forth whatever it is that you desire, whether you desire to extend your business, if you desire to extend your health, whatever you wish to receive in abundance will be provided to you. You will experience it as such as you recognize it is already yours. Are we complete with that? Do we understand this? So you are leaving the dream of separation. You are leaving the dream of, I am entitled to something I have to reach for, I have to grab for, I have to wait and find out what someone else thinks, if they approve, if they come into agreement. We're asking you, dear ones, to take this journey with us and to leave the 3D paradigm where you really believe in suffering, where you really believe in limitation, that you believe someone external can can from you can say yes or no, and that you are not bringing forth that answer. Are we understanding? Because in each moment, it is about taking pride of ownership. Pride of ownership says, I am the creator of this experience. I am the creator of this endowment. And so as you will receive your better half, as you will receive your light, as you will receive your wholeness, you now are breathing a sigh of relief because the separation, which has not existed, is no longer part of your vision. Understand? And so it is you that has been saying no to you all along. It is you that has been separated from the self that is keeping you in a diseased state, as it is commonly understood at this point. If you can imagine that you are the owner of the switch, and you by all rights have opportunity to choose that higher value, to choose the switch, to choose the light. And so we bring forth, it is graduation time for many, and we bring forth the excellent graduating class, because you are all in a graduation ceremony as we bring this forth, because you are graduating into a new approach. Yes? Can we come into agreement? Now we say this about the agreement because we are agreeing on a new paradigm. We are agreeing on a new belief. We are agreeing in mass on a new continuum. Now this is where the activation gets very purposeful, because you are slipping into your comfortable status. In other words, the energy is coming through the DNA and reminding you, reawakening you to your wholeness. You have never been without. You have played a game of the mind, and it is quite an interesting game. It has lots of drama and lots of consequences, but you must understand that you are here to bring this level to a higher platform. Yes? And so that higher platform is when you come into agreement with your own source. With your own source. Now there are some of you that you're battling with self. Yes, there has been a battle going on for quite a long time indeed. And we ask you to trust the light. You do not need to know how the battle will come to an end. You want to be willing. We see the suffering. We see the suffering. We see you trying and trying and trying. And so we ask you to try a new approach, yes, indeed. And so the approach is to receive your light. The approach is to receive your wholeness. The approach is to realize the separation indeed never occurred, and you are just dreaming of separation. And so when you do not like the experience of separation, we remind you to drop you and choose wisely, choose again. If you had a king or a queen and you would want them to make good choices, you would want them to choose wisely. Yes? So you are the queen. You are the queen of your experience here on earth. You are the king of your experience. And so how do you want to choose? Do you want to choose where the power, the authority is outside of you? It seems kind of silly, but this is the energies that you have adopted because you have come or descended, shall we say, into this playground, into this field of energy to extract gold. You are each here to work with these energies of past tense. This is past programming, and awaken consciousness. You are not trying to change the world out there. It will not be successful because the world is an extenuation. Am I getting that word right? Extension. An extension of your own holiness, of your own value. And so it is a question of value. What are you recognizing within self? Because when you recognize it within self, when you value it within self, when you release this tug of war, this battle, you will receive your glory. You will receive it without that. It's just receiving the impressions of consciousness that you are sending. You are directing. Now, this is purposeful. And this is when we come back to the beginning message, when we say it is all good. Trust us, dear ones. It is all good. Because when you see what you don't like on the outside and you say, send it away, you are forgetting why you are here. You are here to heal that which you see. You are here to heal that which is showing you your own beliefs, your own consciousness. Understand? And so you do this by owning the mirage. It is coming from you, nowhere else to look, and to breathe a sigh of relief, because turns out you have the power all along and you can make those wise decisions like our king and queen. And so you can choose a better way, and you choose a better way by choosing the light. Now, the light will be very revealing. It will be revealing indeed, because it will show you where you have been answering to the wrong call. You've been answering to the shame and the guilt and so on and so forth. Now, your job, again, is not very complicated. You do not need to figure out all the bells and whistles, as our channeler likes to say. You simply need to be willing to, if you will be so kind, as to open up to the light. Open up to the awareness that there's new information. There's new information coming in, and I want to be the wise king and queen and receive that. I want to receive that. To be willing, as it is said sometimes, to be willing to be wrong. To be wrong about everything, because you have been following your past. You've been following what the other generations, the generational teachings, have believed. You've been following the egoic trance that believes in separation, that believes in attack, that believes in suffering. And so, if you have been trained, if you've been taken on the energy of believing in suffering, is it no wonder that suffering seems to continue to appear? If you've been following the energy of the egoic structure, is it no wonder that you keep getting separated from whatever it is you want, separated from your health, separated from a loved one, separated from your employment, separated from the golden coins? Yes? And so when you realize and understand and trust the process that you are in mass, we encourage you to remember this. You are the graduating class, because you are graduating to a new lifestyle, a new regular opportunity to trust your light, to open up to the light, to receive the new teachings. Now, this is scary for some, because it requires change. It requires a new dance step. I like the trot. I like the cha-cha. I know how to do that dance very well. But you know, some may call you a bit of a fuddy-duddy if this is all you know, because it is from the past. So as you have that courageous stance to want to receive more, this is your motivation, the carrot on the stick, shall we say, to receive more. This sounds enticing, yes? Want to receive more. What you are receiving more of is your accurate perception. You're receiving more of your light. You are receiving more of you. Remember, the twin flame that you are merging with is within you. And so as you will receive this activation of holiness, we ask you to open up even further and extend, to bring forth your full self, to involve your total playing field. And so this means past, present, and future. You will understand this. This means all areas of continuance. In other words, everything that comes to your consciousness, comes to your awareness, near and far. So some may be those that you are playing with now, and some may be those that you have played with in a distant time period, and some may be those that you have heard from on the news cycle and such. And so to allow all to be the receivers of this attunement, allow all to be the receivers of this energetic voyage, because it is a voyage, yes? So a voyage is exciting. A voyage is stimulating. A voyage gives you new experiences, new opportunities. And what you are experiencing, dear ones, is a new understanding of self, a new understanding of self, yes? And so we ask you, dear ones, to take this moment and to breathe a sigh of relief, because there is lightness in the air. There's choice in the air. There are opportunities in the air. And so we ask you to take delight, because in those, there is a question. If you are listening to the recording, are you also receiving? Absolutely. There is no separation. And time is a belief structure. Yes, so you exist, dear ones. This is important. We're glad this one had asked, and asked in earnest. You exist outside of time. So remember this. You are teaching yourselves. We come forth to educate, to congratulate, to extend, but you must understand there is no separation. So who are we? We are one with you. We are one with your higher agreement. We are one with your higher understanding. So much more appreciation for self, much more understanding of the very powerful purpose of your arrival. You are here in a holy moment, and indeed you are holy. So we ask you to receive this holiness now. We ask you to receive these gifts of the higher claim, and we ask you to receive this trust that all is in good working order. Yes? So when this word doesn't work, that doesn't work. It is the claim of the new energy showing you, showing your response system that is working very well indeed, showing you what needs adjusting, what needs more light, what needs more amplification. And so as you will join with us in this higher state of awareness, we join with you and we seal this activation now in our congratulations, in our ceremony, because we come to you. Now we want to explain this. The close is occurring, but remember the assimilation is ongoing. So even though the pulsation has come to a rest stop, the transcription, if you will, the allegiance, the coming to you at a moment's notice, it is ongoing, yes? Because it is an integration. So we want to remind you of this. It is not that, oh, that was a good B12 shot. I think I will be on my way and wait for next week. It is an ongoing process as you receive this light. Now, remember, it is choice. There is the wise king and queen making those wise decisions. So we ask you to use that format to make the wise decision of opening up to the light, of opening up to your newest choice, your newest claim. And so it is as you shall establish it to be. All right, quite beautiful and purposeful for each of us. And so what we are going to do now is circle, but it's definitely not a circle here. from square to square, rectangle, rectangle. And see how we can bring forth further wisdom, further delight, and further healing. So we'll start with Sherry and make our way around. Hi, Sherry. We're going to give Sherry a moment to figure out how to get the audio going again. Okay. There you go. I hear you great.
Okay. Wow, that activation, I was out for, I just left for a minute.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yeah, that was strong.
Good.